Bicycle Queensland is popping the champagne corks after the United Nations declared June 3rd World Bicycle Day. But do we really need another themed day? Andrew Demick is Bicycle Queensland's advocacy and police, policy manager. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Nick. I manage the police as well.
Oh, sorry about that. It's all good. So why hasn't the United Nations done this?
It's to recognise, and I think one of the great things about the United Nations is, of course, its role in developing countries as well as in Western countries. And so to declare 3rd of June World Bicycle Day has significance here, I think, because it can contribute to the debate about the role of the bicycle in our society, but also it's about the amazing role the bicycle can play in developing countries across the world. The document they've sent out, I think, has some really good, simple little statements about why this is why the bicycle is important and why they've announced the 3rd of June as World Bicycle Day. They say the bicycle is a simple, affordable, reliable, clean and environmentally sustainable means of transportation, fostering environmental stewardship and health. I think that's a really good summary of why, you know, Bicycle Queensland's involved in the things we're involved with, but also people across the world see the bicycle as a really good solution for cost-effective transport in developing nations, but also environmentally sustainable transport in Western nations, particularly where we're losing sight of the damage we're doing to our planet. And so this idea of environmental stewardship, if you're out on your bike or if you're walking to your destination, then you're really aware of your environment and hopefully becoming more aware of the unsustainable ways we get around at the moment.
Okay, Andrew, and what will Bicycle Queensland do on June the 3rd to mark the day?
We'd be open to all sorts of ideas. I think we'd just be hoping to have some sort of public celebration that we might all go for a bike ride. That sounds like a good thing. But this is really an awareness-raising sort of exercise, just trying to contribute to the discussion about how we, as a society, prioritise the things that we think are important. Bicycle Queensland and a whole lot of people who ride their bikes on a regular basis think that the role of the bicycle needs to be emphasised in our society, and we need to spend more at a government level on encouraging people to ride and providing good and safe facilities for them to ride their bikes. And if that means at some stage removing some road space for motorised cars, we might need to do that because it simply is an unsustainable society that we have at the moment, and we need to look to ways to improve that. And look, Bicycle Queensland isn't a lone voice on this. Obviously, the United Nations is a pretty powerful voice. But if you look at all of the strategy documents that local governments and state governments and even federal governments put out, they all say that they think we should increase the use of bicycles and we should increase the ability of people to walk to their destinations. But often we don't match the funds spent with the nice words in the strategy documents.
Because I know in Brisbane already that we actually have those
hire bikes.
Yeah, those hire bikes. They're pretty cool. I never used one myself.
No, maybe I should try. A lot of tourists use it, but not many locals, unfortunately.
Yeah, so...
Untrue.
Yeah.
So untrue. I want to push back against that. Most of the people who use it are locals.
Are they?
And in fact, yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you go to any of the you know, city cycle stations on the sort of fringe of the city at like 8:30 or 9 o'clock, you'd be lucky to get a bike because people have ridden them into the city. And so, if you go to the ones at the edge of West End, or if you go to the ones at New Farm, you'll see lots of people have grabbed those city cycles to use them as a means of getting to work. And why wouldn't you? Because if you're a city cycle member, you can have your entire cost of getting to work for the year be $60.
Oh, wow!
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
So, you know, City Cycle is a great initiative, and we certainly encourage Brisbane City Council in their planning for that and making sure that it continues to grow. We'd really love City Cycle to be really innovative and look at things like providing e-bike hire schemes. I think one of the things that we've found over the last couple of years that power-assisted bicycles, e-bikes, are a real game changer for lots of people. Brisbane's a pretty hilly city, and lots of people find that it's too hard to ride around because they find the hills difficult. Now, there are ways around that, but e-bikes is a good way to overcome that particular issue.
So they're like electronic type things which will help you go up hills and stuff, is it?
Yeah, so an e-bike, Australia has adopted the European standard for e-bikes. They call them, in Europe, they call them Pedelecs, which kind of gives you the idea of it. You still have to pedal. It's not just where you sit there and sort of hold a throttle open or anything. You still have to pedal, and the bicycle's electric motor and battery provide you some assistance up to 25 k's an hour. So they don't make you go real fast, but they give you a bit of assistance to get where you're going.
That's awesome.
Mm.
So we talked about, obviously now we've got a lot of locals that are using the bikes, but do you have any sort of numbers that you can sort of give us about just how much it's grown since the first sort of bikes came out into Brisbane?
Well, you know, it's one of these how long is a piece of string sort of arguments. Mm. Because we, as Brisbane and as Queensland has developed better bikeway networks, more people have used bikes in those areas where the networks are good. So if we look around, if we can take Brisbane as an example, in the areas of Brisbane where there are good bikeway networks, we get up to 8 to 10% of people using bikes as their means of getting to work. Now, that's kind of about the mode share target that local government and state government are looking for with bicycles. Nobody's expecting that tomorrow we'll get to, you know, the levels they get to in Copenhagen or in Amsterdam, where there's 40 or 50% of people riding their bikes to work.
Mm.
But if we get to in the 5Ks around the CBD of Brisbane, if we get to the 8 to 10%, then that makes a real difference both to the motorised traffic. It frees up space on the roads, but also makes a great difference to the health of those people who are doing it, and it makes a great difference to the environmental sustainability of our city. So places like the inner west of Brisbane, the inner south side of Brisbane, we do get those sort of 8 to 10% mode shares for bikes, but if you look at the north side of Brisbane and the east side of Brisbane where the bicycle facilities aren't as good, then we're back down at 1 to 2% of people using the bike as their means of transportation.
And final question, for an older person wanting to learn how to ride a bike, are there classes and where do you start?
Yeah, absolutely. And so there are quite a few ways you can do this if you haven't ridden since you were a child. If you contacted Bicycle Queensland, we can certainly put people onto people who run courses for adults learning to ride again. Across South East Queensland, there are quite a few local councils who are doing this. So Gold Coast City Council and Ipswich City Council are probably leaders in this space. Brisbane City Council as well also offer classes for people who are wanting to take up bike riding, and the ones that the councils offer are free of charge to people who live within their council area. So certainly on the Gold Coast and at Ipswich and I think Logan as well and Brisbane City Council certainly all offer as part of their sort of get active and get out into the parks sort of programs, there'll be free sort of confidence courses for people who haven't ridden bikes since they were a kid and want to get back into it. And that's actually, you know, I think a really good way to do it is to get out to the sort of bikeways that go through parks and along, you know, creek alignments and you know, get an enjoyment and a comfort with the bike to start with before you start sort of trying to use it for transport to work.
That's awesome. Oh, that's amazing. Andrew, thank you so much for your time, and we'll let you get back to planning the World Bicycle Day celebrations here in Queensland.
Thank you. Thanks, Nick.
Awesome. So, by the way, if you didn't know, Ipswich is celebrating all this week with the Ride On celebration of cycling. You can find out more by going to IH Foundation. How do you say that? I'm going to spell it for you. IHFOUNDATON.org.au. And it's Ipswich Hospital. That's Ipswich Hospital, IH Foundation.org.au. That's pretty cool.